Hello, welcome to what is the actual 10th episode of Tech Lively. I keep thinking I'm at 10, but I wasn't until now. And our life editor, Hope Williams, gets to be the 10th guest, or 9th guest, but 10th episode. So, hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on.
I am so glad you came. It just became March.
Yes.
It's warm outside.
Mm-hmm.
It will get warmer, and then it'll be like 40 degrees again, I think, probably.
Probably, mid-month,
because that's how Atlanta works.
Yeah.
It's a lot. But yes, you are our life editor. How long have you been on staff?
I joined my freshman year, so 2019.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, over 2 years now.
That's
a
lot. Well, okay, more than me. I thought about coming on my freshman year, and then I just didn't because it seemed daunting.
It's very intimidating. I remember my first time walking into the office. I was like, I feel very out of place. I don't know anything about journalism, but I'm so glad that I stuck with it. Like, it's just, it's an amazing community.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I mean, what do you like the most about doing it nowadays? Because we've gone through some changes in terms of how we even do this thing because we couldn't meet for a while there.
Yeah.
And then we did start meeting again. And then what we even could cover on campus changed a lot too.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say being life editor, I love the kind of stories that we get to publish and I get to write about. You get to talk to people about things that they're passionate about. And I think especially during the pandemic, having a way to connect with people, even if it was virtually, and just find out what was most important to them in their lives and just what they were involved in at Tech. It's just very inspiring, and I like being able to write about that and give people a platform.
Mm-hmm.
So just like the work that I get to do in the life section, I love it. I mean, that's why I've been doing this for like 2 years
now.
Nice,
nice.
Yeah.
That's fun. That's fun. You gave me some of the articles that you wrote. Do you have a favorite article that you've done out of the many?
Ooh, that's hard. I would say a lot of the pieces that I've done in sustainability, definitely,
mm-hmm.
that's like a reoccurring topic.
We'll
that
dive
I've,
into that.
Yeah, really enjoyed covering. But I really like just covering also, or I like publishing pieces in this section that deal with like research that people are doing,
mm-hmm.
things that professors have been doing, interesting talks and events that have been put on. I think just anything related to like learning and just expanding your knowledge of
mm-hmm.
the world, I love covering those kinds of things and just learning more. Even me as like a writer, I learned so much from interviewing people, so those are
that's
my favorite
cool.
pieces.
That's a cool angle. You're not just saying what happened, but like trying to find something out for yourself while also covering it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's cool. Okay, I forgot to ask, what's your year, what's your major, the basic tech
introduction? I'm a third year industrial engineering major.
Okay.
I
will never touch that ever. Granted, I'm about to get out of here, so.
Well, you could always come back.
No.
Do a master's?
No.
No?
No. No. I have to do undergrad again if I were to do that. I'm a business major, so.
But there's a lot of intersections between business
there is
and IE.
There is.
You could definitely do it.
There is plenty of industrial engineers that show up at Scheller classes.
Yeah. I had to do accounting.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry.
Yeah. It was okay. Actually, I kind of enjoyed it.
Oh. Well,
because everything adds up. Everything adds up.
That's true. See, you that's the problem.
Balance
is
your
you
books.
Know it's well. Here's what I didn't like about it. You know everything's supposed to add up, but you can't. But then
okay,
it's
that's
like,
true. It's
well,
very
why
tedious.
Is it not adding up sometimes?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think long term I'd be able to be an accountant, but for a semester, I had fun with it.
All right.
Yeah,
that's good. That's good. Is there anything you would change about how your major works or how they present it here at Tech? Because I know some of these majors are not exactly human friendly at times, but sometimes they very much are. But what was your experience there?
I love industrial engineering. I love the things that I'm learning. I think the actual like curriculum and the program is incredible. We have incredible professors. I think if there was something that I would change, there's not as many resources, I think, for students who are interested in working in like the nonprofit or humanitarian sector post-graduation.
Mm-hmm.
There are programs, but they don't get the same kind of attention that some of the programs do that are focused more on like working in industry.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, I guess, emphasis on like directly after graduation, immediately going into like, you know, working for a company.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe increasing resources for students who are interested in doing masters
mm-hmm.
or like working at nonprofits would definitely be beneficial. But like I said, there's still a fair bit of resources, and I think they're making good progress in that direction. But as a major, I've loved it. I love my classes, and I'm so happy with the choice that I made with major.
Nice. What's then on the flip side, what's the like the real value part that's like really like that's the stuff you'll remember going forward or that you're going to take out of it that's really makes it a Georgia Tech theory.
I'm like kind of a big math nerd. I love math. I think what's just so incredible is I'll sit in these classes and we'll be learning like an algorithm or a model or a formula that can be applied to like real life
mm-hmm.
and just being able to model the world around you with numbers. It's so incredible. Like this is so nerdy, but like I remember, like, anytime we apply, like, Taylor series, which is where you can model any mathematical function as a polynomial, so, like, as a sum of terms.
I still understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I, like, when I first learned that, and now that I've seen it applied in other fields, it just astounds me at how, like, we as humans have so much, like, the skills that we can use to model the world around us are incredible. Mm-hmm. And so whenever I learn something that's just numbers, mm-hmm. like, we're literally adding numbers together, yet we can model such, like, complicated things in the world around us, it's incredible to me. And that's what I love about IE. So very nerdy.
No, that's fine. No, I was actually watching a video today about mm-hmm. people that basically measured the sun shield on the James Webb telescope that just went out.
Oh.
And it took them, I mean, they did it 10 different times because there's 5 sheets, and they did a mm-hmm. practice round for every single sheet. And then they went and actually got the actual sheets that are a million miles away right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it took them like 6 years to get it done because
wow.
of how many times
yeah.
they were just measuring. And they were just like literally just measuring points and made a model out of it. But I was like, oh, mm-hmm. it's just a flat surface, but they took 6 years to get it right.
Yeah.
So that was an hour of my day was learning about that. So
yeah, no, I love numbers. I find a lot of comfort in like just numbers, formulas, math in general. So I use the perfect major for that.
I see. Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You did mention sustainability is a thing that
yeah.
you like.
Mm-hmm.
Tech, I would say, is pretty good at doing the sustainability thing as a whole. I know it, like at football games, they're headed towards mm-hmm. zero waste and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I think in basketball as well.
Mm-hmm.
What's important about that for you, and why you find a lot of, or why it's fun for you to cover that?
Yeah, I think sustainability is often framed as an individual responsibility of one person and the choices that you make in your day-to-day life. And although that's very important, what's more important is the larger, like, institutional or company-wide decisions that are made. It's not one person's actions that are going to determine what happens with climate change mm-hmm. and how pressing it is. It's the decisions of large companies and institutions like tech.
Mm-hmm.
So I think being able to cover the things that students are doing to raise awareness and actually make, like, institutional change is very inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was until I came to college that I really understood what sustainability entails. It's a lot more than just recycling.
Right.
There's a lot of intersections with other fields besides just saving the environment.
Mm-hmm.
We see this in transportation. We see this in, like, food and agriculture. So there's so many, like, subfields that you can look at sustainability in, and mm-hmm. covering that and learning more about that is so fascinating. And it's really inspiring seeing, like, what students are doing to help tech in those ways.
Nice. What's something under the hood then that maybe we wouldn't, because we see the recycling bins and whatnot. We see
yeah.
some, like, a lot of the, we know where they check yeah. at the, what is it? They're tech the first time they bring you around campus during tour guides
mm-hmm.
sessions. They're like, we're in arboretums. We got
yeah.
all the trees and whatnot.
Yeah.
And they very much put mm-hmm. the face up that they,
yeah.
that there's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
What maybe that isn't so publicly forward facing that's happening or that has
yeah.
happened that is making a huge difference right now?
Yeah. Well, I guess the first thing, I'll give like 2 examples. The first is just because you have sustainable infrastructure doesn't mean that it's going to be used properly by people.
Mm-hmm.
And a big part of that is sustainable education. So an example is recycling.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, if you look in recycling bins outside, it's not always recyclable products that are put in there. It's
mm-hmm.
also like food and waste. So considering whether or not people understand how to use the resources that tech has
mm-hmm.
is going to be a big difference. So that is like, how can we educate people on what resources tech does have? And another thing that I want to mention is the BirdSafe Campus project. So this was actually a topic that I wasn't very aware of before I covered this initiative.
Mm-hmm.
And bird safety is very, very important, and tech's buildings do not do a very good job of it. So a lot of the new buildings have like big, big glass windows,
mm-hmm.
which reflect trees, sky. And for humans, we perceive that and we understand that that's glass and we can't move through it. But for birds, they see that reflection.
Yes.
And obviously they see something attractive that they want to fly towards. So they'll fly into the windows and then
yes.
they will die or get injured.
Mm-hmm.
And so what this project is doing is they're working to install like film on the windows.
Mm-hmm.
And those are like little dots that help birds like become aware that this is glass and they can't fly through it. So an example is the Candida building has that,
mm-hmm.
but not all buildings on campus have that. And so part of the BirdSafe project is working to like increase that. So that was an area that I was not very aware of. Mm-hmm. But now when I see like the big glass windows, which are very commonly installed now in like new buildings, I see that as a danger and no longer something that like looks cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. I'm thinking of something. Scheller has big glass windows, but there's also these little like square looking things in the middle of them that look like QR codes but aren't QR codes. Is that what that's doing? Are those like the bird diverting
It could be.
Patches?
I would need to see what it actually looks like. But that,
they're like the size of a phone per se, you know, just but square, like squish the phone a little bit.
Yeah.
And it just like, it doesn't look like it's supposed to be there, but that would make sense if that was why
Probably
that
is.
Was there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
That's cool. No, yeah. I see the Coda building. I'm like, that looks beautiful. I want all of the glass. And NCR has all the glass. The north, the, north, not the north. That what's the other, the train. The train company building.
Oh, Norfolk Southern?
Yes, yes, yes. Norfolk Southern. I was mistaking them for Northrop Grumman.
Northrop Grumman,
yeah. Like, that's not the same. No. I know that's not right. But they're like all four of those buildings are very similar looking. And then the new ISYE building is going to look just like that as well.
Yeah, yeah. Because IE is moving to Tech Square. But something that was in this article that I wanted to bring up is, in the past 3 years, Metro Atlanta ranked in the top 10 U.S. cities for bird collisions in the spring and fall.
What?
So, yeah, anytime that I, like, see the skyline, that's what I think of now.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder how much of that is due to the fact that it's warm enough here to hold birds for a much longer time. And even though, because I know, like, Minneapolis has got some pretty, I know that, like, the, where the Vikings play, Minneapolis, their stadium is just a giant glass building, and they had a massive problem with that at first as well.
Yeah.
And just there'd just be birds at the gates that were not alive anymore.
Oh, that's
it was
really
so sad.
Oh,
but
God.
It's like,
yeah.
By the way, I wonder how much the seasonal migration patterns
affect,
like,
that.
Kind of like pushes a little bit higher than if you average it out, it'd be a little bit lower. That's interesting to think about. Huh. Okay. But yeah, I don't want to kill birds either. So that seems like a smart idea. Are there? I guess reflectivity is the main thing there, so I'm not, I guess there's no, like, material. I wonder if there's a material that, like, is more attuned to what a bird sees somehow that could reflect differently from a human eye to a bird eye, but that may be a little,
You don't know? I have no idea.
I just thought of that on the spot.
Maybe a future project for tech.
Maybe. I did see they just did a, this is kind of sustainability because it's pushing more people to MARTA, but today there was a app that we launched, the MARTA Reach app.
Oh.
Yes. So the idea with that is it's still in like prototyping sort of ish. But if you, it's an app where you can request basically a really cheap ride to one of the, a couple stations and then get on MARTA that way.
Interesting.
Which would help a lot with getting people there. I used to have to walk a mile from West Campus to MARTA to go home at times. And I was like, I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah, I agree. There's definitely like a lot of work that needs to be done in the transportation sector too, specific to sustainability. And something that I did for a school project was looking at like EVs and also like electric buses. And unfortunately tech does not have like a big electric bus.
I remember we had
program.
A push for the electric buses at one point.
Yeah, but there's like, there are none right now that are being operated on campus. But when you compare that to UGA, which does have a fleet of electric buses, I think it's kind of disappointing that we don't have that on campus. Yeah, and again, it goes back to, like, personal responsibility versus what the Institute is doing that allows people to make those personal choices. It's very hard if you're not living on campus to get to campus in, like, a sustainable manner. So it's just, like, considering what can you do as an individual versus what can we encourage the Institute to change.
Yeah. I want to ask this. So knowing how much, I guess, sway tech has as a lifestyle contributor at tech because of how concentrated everything is, do you think there more can be done on the personal decision side to help campus be more sustainable, or does more of that burden fall on the Institute to push a lot of those habits, or just have it set up to where we just have to basically plug and play into sustainable habits on the campus?
I think that the Institute is very receptive to change, but when you're working at such like a big Institute, it's going to take a lot of time to implement those changes. They have done a lot in terms of like the dining halls, making those more sustainable. But I think it's a balance. I guess my philosophy towards sustainability is, in your own personal life, what is feasible and convenient for you to change? look at, start small and look at what you can change, but don't compare yourself to other people. This isn't a competition between individual people. Mm-hmm. This is, what are you feasibly able to change? What do you want to give up, or what can you incorporate into your daily life that's not going to be a burden? Mm-hmm. Because everybody is at different places. Everybody has access to different resources, and that determines how you can contribute. So I don't think anybody should feel guilty for doing less, quote unquote, than another person, as long as you're doing what you can do. And that could just be educating yourself and learning a little bit more about sustainability. That is so much more than just doing nothing. But then another big component of that is being aware of, what are the institutions that you are a part of? What are the companies that you engage with? How are they contributing to climate change? Mm-hmm. And what are ways that you can voice your concerns and voice changes that you want to see? And a good example of that is, I did a piece on the Association for Sustainable Investment. Mm-hmm. So they are looking specifically at fossil fuel divestment, which is a movement which has been pretty big since the early 2010s in getting universities to divest their endowments from fossil fuel companies.
Ooh.
So I think that that's a good example of students using their voices to try and create like the bigger change.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to investing and sustainable investment. So it's a balance.
It just feels like fossil fuels, I mean, we know we're going to run out of those. So it just seems smart to not be investing in that anyways.
I think one thing that tech students would benefit from is maybe learning a little bit more about how tech invests their endowment. There is a lot of information online for you to read up on that. And I think that that's very valuable, just so that you understand where tech's money is going, especially when... As students, we do complain that money is not going in certain areas.
Right.
So I think just like understanding the financial situation of the institute itself is very valuable.
Yeah.
So
that's cool. Okay, yeah. Nice. Okay, more about what you like at this place,
okay,
which we've called home for a long time.
Yeah.
Is the IE building your favorite building?
No.
Okay, what is then?
Tech Tower.
Okay.
I would say...
Have you been in Tech Tower?
I have.
Okay, I have not.
It's very, very nice inside.
Oh.
I would say... Well, if you're asking just my favorite building in general, I would say Tech Tower. I think being around that area in Harrison Square, it's very comforting for me. I think it's just landscaped so nicely.
It is,
the buildings are beautiful. And whenever I'm like around Tech Tower, I think it's just a reminder of like why I came to Tech and what I like so much about it. In terms of like my favorite buildings to study in, this is going to sound kind of sad, but the library.
That's not sad. They made them nice and new.
No, they are really nice and new. I really like the library. And I love just being outside on campus anywhere. I think campus is so beautiful, especially in the spring and the fall. And I love studying outside.
They finally reopened the Clef rooftop. So I was up there for a little bit earlier today.
And
I was like, oh, this feels right.
Also, I do love the flag building. Like, it's, you know.
It's nice. It's got it's colorful in the lobby.
Yeah.
Do you have a tradition you like more than the other ones, or are they all equally fantastic?
I'll say, of the traditions that I participated in, the one that I think I didn't enjoy the most, but the one I'm glad I did, was the freshman cake race.
I'm so mad I didn't do that.
And I was of the opinion that if I'm going to wake up at 5 a.m. in the cold and run, I'm going to run it. And so I like actually ran it, and I was really proud of myself.
Nice.
I was like, I did it. I ran the freshman cake race.
How fast did you go?
I want to say it was like 4:30 maybe.
Oh my goodness.
So I was proud of that.
I should have done that. I did not.
That's okay.
That's sad.
It's okay.
It's all
you
right.
can
I won the mini 500, so it all
things.
Worked
nice.
Out.
Nice.
Yeah. What's your favorite section of the technique, and why is it the sports section?
Haha. Very funny. It is the life section, obviously.
Fine.
I have written for the life section like my entire time here, so.
Okay. Well, so it's your third year? Right now, your third year?
Yes.
Okay. So you have three very different years that you've been here.
Yeah.
I want to say, what's your favorite of them? Because I would feel like it's this year, just knowing there's the least amount of restrictions.
Yeah.
Maybe what was the of the full pandemic year and then the like half and half year and then the full not much happening year, and then this year. Which one did you feel like which one do you have the most memories from, maybe? Or like... the most like, okay, a lot of things changed for me that year with just my life and personally, and then, okay, we'll start with there. See
how that goes. I mean, I guess I'll say like, so my freshman year, which was like the half and half year, I think it was just such a big transition period that I just didn't really have time to enjoy being on campus and enjoy being a college mm-hmm. student. I was still just figuring out like what college was yeah. and how to navigate it all. And then the entirety of my second year, I actually lived at home.
Oh, okay.
So I was not on campus that often. And that, I think it was like good for me to have some more time at home and mm-hmm. grow as a person. But it really wasn't until this year, I'd say, until I really started like feeling like I was a college student and really having that growth and just learning more about who I am. So each year has been very, very different, mm-hmm. but it's been getting better each year.
That's good.
Good.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
You mentioned before we got on that you went to Chamblee. I went to Druid Hill, so like I'm mm-hmm. used to, like I have the yeah. experience of like going to college 5 miles from my high school. Did that feel weird at all? That you're just like, I haven't really moved at all. I'm like kind of moving or.
Yeah. I think going to high school and college in the same city, it has its pros and cons. Mm-hmm. It's very nice to be able to go home whenever I want
and have that resource and comfort.
But yeah, sometimes I do wonder what it would be like to go to school in a city where I knew no one coming mm-hmm. into college and yeah. was starting completely fresh.
Yeah.
So I'm very glad that I chose Tech and I do like being close to home. But of course I do sometimes wonder like, what if I had gone to another school?
Yeah.
I'll never know.
Yeah. The Zell Miller scholarships really is exactly. It's a big winner
yeah,
for
that
people
was,
like us.
Pretty much my biggest factor in deciding.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your favorite place to eat on campus or near campus? That's been a changing dilemma every year we've been,
I'm
every year
need
you've
a
been
minute.
Here. So.
No. Okay. I'll start with on campus. On campus, I would say on campus, I barely eat out. I like cook almost entirely for myself. So honestly, I'd say like my own kitchen.
So we all should be coming
place.
To your kitchen to get good food, is what you're saying.
I will cook an amazing
dinner. Okay. That's,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, don't hold me to that.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
And then off campus. Okay. I will say they have rebranded, but Yeah Burger before they rebranded. They're all mm-hmm. completely vegan and vegetarian now.
Yeah, I'm really sad.
But I've still heard really, really good things about it. But I went to eat there like the day that I moved in freshman year mm-hmm. and I had like a really good sandwich and I loved it. So
the All-American burger there, when it was a burger, was one of my favorite burger experiences. I realized part of the what I realized made a mm-hmm. very big burger mm-hmm. experience for me was the flavor, of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to have that, the sauce has to be right, it's the how it gets cooked, but also the fact that once you pick it up you don't want to put it down, but
yes.
also you can't
yes.
put it down because it's just going to disintegrate
yep.
a suit and
yeah.
it will not be, you will not be able yeah. to pick it back up again.
You know, this is my thing with eating like sandwiches and burgers and stuff. Like it's kind of a stressful eating experience
it
to
can
keep
be.
It all together.
Yeah, well, it's a puzzle. It's not like
yeah.
you don't have a container. The container is very leaky
yep.
and you yeah. don't have any utensils. Yeah. And if you do start using utensils, it doesn't look good on you that you need to use a fork yeah. to eat a sandwich.
Okay. I eat pizza with a fork sometimes.
Oh no.
So. Just like,
I've done it before too. It's fine.
If it's a big slice of pizza, you have to do what you have to do.
Have you been to Wegmans before?
No.
No. Okay. So it's a grocery chain that's more north of here
okay.
and whatnot, but they have these pizzas that mm-hmm. are like one slice is like the length of a large here in Atlanta. Sometimes it is insanely big. Those are the ones I used fork and knife for because my
okay.
it's just I know what you mean because those slices were massive.
Yeah.
Okay,
I have one other place.
Yes,
and
great.
That is in Midtown Sweet Hut. I love walking to Sweet Hut,
it's a
getting
classic.
Bubble tea and pastries.
That is a classic.
Really
it's
favorite.
A classic. It's
yeah.
classic. It's got, yeah. I've had their red velvet cake before.
Ooh.
That was very nice. I'm a sucker for red velvet.
Yeah.
Even though I know it's chocolate, it's not. It's not the same.
The
it's not the
color
same.
Really.
It throws you off. It tastes like red.
It tastes like red. That's
yes.
very good phrasing. Yeah.
Okay, so now that so you've had the three different years.
Yeah.
Is the. Oh. Are there like okay? I'm gonna use the inside in a. I'm gonna use an Inside Out reference. Is there a core memory in each of those years that is like this thing kind of idea?
I'll start. So freshman year, I really didn't feel like I had a strong community on campus
mm-hmm.
until my second semester,
mm-hmm.
and that's when I really met a lot of my friends who I'm still friends with currently.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go to West Village back when it was like you could go anywhere you wanted
yes.
to without swiping in. We'd go to one of the study rooms on like a Friday night and we'd go to the Iron Skillet and I'd get the vegan meatloaf and the mac and cheese.
That is a core freshman experience
and,
right there.
Yeah, and we would work on CS homework until the early hours of the night.
My goodness.
And for me, that was when I finally felt like I had a place on campus and I felt like fulfilled. Like I was...
Yeah.
had a community.
Freshman parties in the Village study rooms are
yes
are landmark.
Exactly.
I'm glad that places exist
yeah.
because of that.
Yeah. And then my second year, let me think on this one. Okay, I would say probably my second year, when I became life editor, which was last spring, I would have to drive down every week on Wednesdays to come do layout.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it was like a 30-minute drive down here. And at first I was like, do I really want to be doing this every week? Like, mm-hmm. that's a big time commitment. Yeah. But honestly, just like having that time to just not work on school, mm-hmm. get out of the house, come back to campus, it finally made me feel like I was like part of the tech community Aww. Again. And that was really fun. So I'd say probably that my second year.
That's good.
You
found joy in layout.
I did.
You're a rare breed.
It was rough at first. I do actually enjoy layout now.
That's good.
And then in terms of this year, okay, I got it. This is going to sound very lame, but
it's fine.
I have the most incredible roommates, Aww. And we make quite an adventure out of our grocery shopping trips.
Oh.
So one of our favorite things is to go try different grocery stores. Mm-hmm. So going to Costco, Publix, Kroger. Mm-hmm. And honestly, those memories are probably my favorite.
That's great.
Just like being with my roommates, just having fun, cooking with them.
All yeah. right, give me your top three then.
What?
Grocery stores.
Okay, there isn't one near campus, but my all-time favorite is Aldi.
Yes,
because
yes.
very, very cheap. Mm-hmm. They have really good produce. Their bread,
it's a little bit.
But in terms of just like cheap, and you're in and out of there so fast.
Yes.
So I'd say Aldi is probably number one, followed by Costco.
Oh, okay.
Costco is such an experience.
Yes.
Like, they have more than just food.
That
you
is
know,
true.
They have clothing,
yeah.
they, house yeah. stuff. Also, the pizza is really good.
They do have good pizza, yeah. yes.
And then number three, I'm just going to be basic and say Publix.
Oh, no.
Just because.
You snubbed Trader Joe's.
Okay. That's because I've been to Trader Joe's like twice in my life.
What?
Okay. I want to go more.
You have to go more.
But I just like don't know any of their stuff.
All of it's great.
Okay.
It's all great. I get their coffee.
Okay.
Their pot stickers are a staple.
Okay.
Since I get, because it's very easy to make them. Very mm-hmm. easy to just like, if I don't have like a real dinner planned,
mm-hmm.
just make some rice. Five or six of those in the bowl,
nice.
Soy sauce, some other garnishing.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I've heard really good things about Trader Joe's.
Yeah. No, it's great. Cereal's good.
Yeah.
The wine selection's great. Their two-buck chuck is quite famous. They used to do, the one in Atlanta used to do mm-hmm. samples all the time pre-pandemic,
okay.
and now that they don't do those anymore.
Okay. Actually, I'm scratching Publix.
Okay.
I thought of something else.
Okay.
DeKalb Farmers Market.
Oh, that's the actual number yeah. one. Yeah.
That's,
okay.
that's like the number one.
Yeah.
I used to go there all the time when I was little, and going there was so exciting.
There's a good shot we were there at the same time then.
Probably.
Considering we were up near each other.
They just have so much good food. I remember standing by, like, they have the things with the live fish in them,
yes,
the
yes,
tanks,
yes.
and that as like to be a young child and see that,
it's, really
it's both
fun.
Terrifying
you see
the and
crabs.
Amusing.
Have you been?
Yes.
There was, I don't go there that much anymore because I'm just not in that
yeah.
area of town. But they did have a full shark there one time.
What?
There was a full shark. I mean, as in full shark, like it was the size of like this table we're sitting at, but it still is an unchopped dead shark that was in the
on
ice in the cabinet. Yeah, and I was like,
wow.
I want to bring little children here and see what happens if they'd be curious.
But like, everything there tastes so good. It's incredible.
It's,
so that's my number one.
It is great.
Yeah.
I wish they had real ice cream there sometimes, but
do they not have ice cream?
It's not. Well, when you're 5 and 10 growing up and you're used to Mayfield and Breyers and all that, and then you walk into the farmer's market and you're just like, where's the real ice cream they have? I'm sure what they have there is great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. If you know what the farmer's market is, the Your DeKalb Farmer's Market. It's literally
yeah.
called the Your DeKalb Farmer's Market.
It's so good.
It's a brown building. Yeah. They've been expanding obnoxiously slowly for the last 10 years because they only pay with cash and don't go
yeah.
into debt. But don't go in there on a holiday.
Yes.
Because
you
won't
be. Watch out around Thanksgiving time.
You won't get out.
Yeah.
Or in for that matter. No, it's a great place. As a friend of mine said, when you go there, you're buying ingredients.
That's true.
You don't buy
the
prepackaged food stuff isn't
yeah.
much, but they do have great pizzas.
Yes, they do.
Really
great
good.
Pizzas.
Yes.
Their bread and like bakery section is really, really
yes,
good.
Yes.
So
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for people coming into tech for the first time? Because we are growing and there's a lot of people coming in.
I would say, first of all, prioritize sleep.
Yes.
Make sure that you're sleeping however much you need to like
that'll
be well rested and healthy.
That'll solve a lot of problems.
It definitely will. And then besides that, try and keep things in perspective. Right now, college is like your entire life, but you're not just a student, you're a person.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you're factoring that into your daily life and doing more than just school, even if that's just like taking a walk or talking to your family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot more that you are than just your grades.
Yeah, that is true. They will push. They used to push the not all of you will be graduating from this place, but they've which is still not the.
Did they?
Tell you that? No, convocation used to be look to your left, look to your right. One of you won't be making it. Because that statistically was also true. Ooh, way back in the day.
Yeah.
Now our retention rate from first to second year is like 98%.
Yeah.
Instead of whatever it was back then. But that was a real thing because they had to do, because their grading system. I learned this recently in one of my classes.
Mm-hmm.
They like had a forced bell curve on grading. And so there were people that were going to get D's and F's that maybe didn't deserve it, but they just had to. And there were going to be so many A's and only so many B's. And when you do it that
way. I would say, yeah. Also like, coming to Tech, I had heard a lot of stories just about how intense it is and how hard the grading was. And I would say, luckily, the professors that I've had, the classes that I've been in, have generally been pretty accommodating. And just talking to your professors and going to office hours is such a big help.
Yes,
like, go to office hours. Yeah. Make sure that the professor knows who you are. And that's like that will set you up for success.
Yeah, most of the ones I've interacted with want to know who you are. And once you get into your major too, like you'll have some repeat professors as well.
Yeah.
And then like there's one class I have that none of us use. Like Scheller uses name tents for every class. But one of the ones I'm in now is just like no one needs it anymore because we've all had the same teacher for 2 years now. It's like, we're fine.
Yeah.
So do you have plans for post? Well, I guess you're still a third year, so you got time still.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you really want to do before you leave Tech?
I want to take a class that's just completely out of my comfort zone and something that it's not needed for my major.
Mm-hmm.
I think like as an IE, a lot of times we don't really get exposed to like the social sciences except for the requirements in our degree.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd really like to next year just take some classes that just like expand my knowledge of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably like my top priority in
that's
terms
cool.
of like what to take.
There are a few of those out there.
Yeah.
HTS 2016 was my favorite of those.
What was that?
Social issues.
Oh.
Yes, we talked about environmental justice, other current topics. Andrew Gillum, who was the guy that ran against DeSantis in Florida, was supposed to come talk at that class one time, and then he got sick.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So sad. But, yeah, there's that.
That's
LMC and HTS have some good ones.
Yeah, cool.
But, yeah, that's that.
Yeah.
37 minutes in. I think we did enough.
Okay.
I think that was good.
Awesome.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Maybe
this
we'll,
was fun.
Yes, maybe we'll have you on. Oh, you're not a senior. We're going to do a senior roundtable. You can help host the senior roundtable maybe
if
you want.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
All right.
Yeah.
The Technique is the student newspaper out of Georgia Tech. Where do you usually pick up the paper?
West Village?
Okay, so you can get it in West Village. That much we know for sure. It's a big building, which means it's there. Our managing editor is Taylor Gray, and our editor-in-chief is Jeanette Batra. If you want to come write for us, anyone is welcome to. That's a student on campus or that works here. We have meetings every Tuesday in Flag 137, right? That's the one.
Yes.
Yes, okay, cool. I always forget that. Thanks for listening. We're going to have more of our editors on the rest of the semester, so hope let us off, and then we'll have hopefully a lot more. So, all right, thanks, y'all.